Praise God. Well, we've been in a series called What It Means to Believe with the Heart. We spent some time talking about or covering some scriptures related to the spirit man, spirit, soul, and body. Let's go ahead and turn to Mark 11, 24, and let's see. Mark 11, 24. Yeah, we'll just go there for now. We'll look at verse 23. Well, before we go there, go ahead. Can you put up Romans 10, 8, and we'll look at that. Romans 10, 9, and 10, just because I just want to put it before everybody, even though we've seen it, just so we can look at that, and then we'll come back to Mark 11, 24. Go ahead and go to 9. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So this is what we're talking about, believing in your heart, believing with your heart. We're talking about what that means. Because here it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Go ahead and go to the next verse, please. It says, for with the heart one believes. So what does it mean to believe with the heart? That's what we've been talking about. For with the heart one believes into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So this means something specific. This is not just just words that don't mean anything. We looked at what it means. The heart means, most of the time, it means your spirit in the scripture. Your spirit man, the real you, the person that's going to exist forever. We are a spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions, and we know what the body is. You got to deal with it every day. Everybody sees the body, and we know that. But the heart, when we're talking about believing with the heart, that's very important because this is how you get results. It's not just believing anything. It's not believing just any way. This is how we're going to get results. This is how we believe as children of God. So look at Mark 11, 23 then. It says, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. So here it says, if you don't doubt in your heart, that's the place you believe. And it says, if you don't doubt in your heart, doesn't talk about your head at all. Verse 24, it says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. Where are you believing in this verse? What are you believing with? If it says, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. So where are you believing? You're believing in your heart. Then, and you will have them. So this doesn't say, whatever things you ask whatever things you ask, you'll have them. It says something specific. It says, whatever things you ask, number one, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and then you will have them. And this is specific. This is not, there are answers right here. If we just look at how this is worded, it says, whatever things you ask in the whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. That means when you pray, you believe that you receive them. That means the moment you pray, that's when you believe. And when you pray and believe at that moment, then you're going to have them. So you have to believe that you have them. See, it says, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive them. When do you believe that you receive them? When you pray. But you don't have them at that point. See, after the comma in that last verse, it says, and you will have them. Believe that you receive them when? When you pray, and then you will have them. So you have to believe that you receive them before you have them. It's not after. It's not when you see things show up, then you start believing. And that's a problem. That's what trips many people up. You don't say, I believe God's going to heal me, in the sense that he's going to do something about it. You've got to believe that you receive. When we're talking about healing, you got to believe you're healed when you release your faith. Now, you can release your faith by saying, you can pray, but when you release, and that's another sermon, we'll get into that at some point. But when you release your faith, when you pray here, that's when you believe. And it's not afterwards. It's not you start believing later. It's when you pray. Brother Hagin said, when the light of this scripture first dawned on me, I immediately said, why, Lord, that I see what I've got to do. I must believe that while I'm still lying here flat on my back, that my paralysis is healed, not going to be healed, but healed now. While he's paralyzed, so Brother Hagin, he laid there for many months trying to believe. He would try to pray, and then he would check his heart and see if it worked, if it was any better, and he would say, oh, it didn't work. Because what? He's looking at what happened. He's not believing before it changes. And that's what he's saying right here. When it dawned on him that, wait a minute, I have to believe I'm healed of this paralysis while I'm paralyzed. I'm paralyzed. I can't move, but I got to believe that I receive. I have to believe that I'm healed. This is what it means to believe with your heart, because your head is moved by circumstances. Your heart can reach out and believe something before it sees it, before it's real, because true Bible faith is of the heart. You know, people could say, I don't understand that. I don't understand what that means. And that's the problem, that we're trying to understand with our heads. And it's not going to work. Scripture is spiritually discerned. The Bible can only be discerned spiritually. Now, you get born again by doing exactly what we read in Romans 10, 9, and 10. There's the only way you're going to be able to understand Scripture is with your heart. If you try to wrap your head around it, it won't work. We won't be able to grasp this Bible, the spiritual things of the Word, with our head. It's only with our heart. So when we receive, when we believe we receive, then we have to act on the Word. A lot of times what you're doing is you just thank God it's true. That is acting. That is releasing your faith. When you believe you receive, then acting on the Word, you act. You can praise God and say, Lord, I thank you that it's done. I thank you that it's done. I thank you that what I prayed for, it's done. And you're looking right smack in the face of the same thing before you prayed. Now, if you say, you pray, and you go and look and check and say, did it work? We're already missed it. We're already done. That's it. That's not believing with our heart. And believing with our heart is what's going to get results. In both of these verses that we read, we're talking about believing in our heart, not our head. See, your head will check, because natural human faith is looking for something in the physical realm. Your mind is looking for something it can understand to say it's working. But as soon as we are doing that, we're not believing with our heart. And when we understand this, we can stand right in the face of our problem and say it's done. And that's when it starts working. We can look right down right in the face of that thing and realize it hasn't moved one bit, but we say, in spite of that, I believe I have it. And that's when the Bible says it will happen. But as long as we look at it and go, okay, I prayed, let's see if it worked, darn. That's it. You're done at that point. You have symptoms coming on your body and you say, you believe I received. Now let's see, do I feel better? My nose stopped running. Is the cough gone? Is that pain gone? Darn, didn't work. Anybody ever done that beside me? Got it. You know, I go over my healing scriptures again. A lot of times you look at the word, then you believe it, then you say, okay, done it, that's it. Now we're going on. Lord, I'm going to act like that's true. I believe it's true. That is believing with your heart. Regardless of what we feel or see. Praise God. You have to receive your petitions, and then you shall have them. Our natural minds don't understand it and don't understand the things of the Spirit of God. In order to act on Mark 11:24 and get results, we say, in effect, I believe I receive. You're not saying it's true yet. In the natural, you're not saying it's changed. What you're saying is, I believe that I receive. I believe that I have what I prayed for. Now, you're not saying it's physically there. See, people start to think that's lying. If I say something that's there, that it's not, that I can't see it, that I've lied. No, you're doing exactly what the Bible said. It said to believe you receive them when you pray. You believe you take them. You believe it's coming. You believe you have it, but you believe, if it's not there in the physical realm, then you're saying it's done. Spiritually, it's done. But you're not saying it's there. You're saying it's there in the spirit, like it's on its way, but it's not physically there. So it's like you ordered something off of, some store online. You could say it's done. Did you order it? It's done. Did you buy it? It's done. I pushed the button. It's shipped. It's in process. It's done. But if you were to say it's sitting in my living room, well, that's not true. But I could say it's done. I have it. I believe I have it. That's true. If the website that you just ordered it from, if their operations work, if you trust and believe that, all the things you read about the product and when you order it and their shipping policy is true, then it's done. It's just not in front of you yet, but you believe that you received it. And we do that all the time in the natural because we have experience. But believing God, you're not talking about a physical thing. You're talking about your spirit is reaching out, taking something that doesn't exist in the natural realm. How we're going to get what we ask for, or when are we going to get what we ask for? It's going to be after we trust and are confident that it is already granted to us. It's going to be after. When are we going to get what we believe for? It's going to be after we believed for it. When do we believe we have it? Before we see it. Not after. That's what it means to believe with your heart. Because if you start doubting it, why did you doubt? Because of something you saw or something you felt. And that means you're not believing with your heart anymore. You've switched to head. And this goes for positive results too. If you pray and you feel better and you say it worked because you're feeling better, that's just the same. You're walking by sight. And this is why people will pray. And even if they go for a little while and they're believing and they don't see anything, but then it starts to get better. Now, if you say it's working, you just switched into head mode. Because then immediately, if a little bit later it starts getting worse, what then? It's not working? No, it's got to be I believe it, period. Now, once it's gone, You're through it. But I'm talking about improvement when it's kind of, it's moving. Oh, it's working. It must be working. Don't be careful. Be careful of that. You don't want to look at the natural. To believe with the heart means to believe with the spirit, the inward man. We talked about the spirit. So how does our spirit get faith that our intellect cannot obtain? How does that happen? It's through reading and meditating on the word. Can you put up Matthew 4:4? Matthew 4:4. Jesus said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Jesus is talking about spiritual food. He's using a natural human idea to convey a spiritual thought. He's using bread, which we all know, bread. He's saying, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The word is spirit and faith food. When our faith is weak, you know what we need? We need a good dose of the word. When you're hungry, what do you need to do? We need to eat. And the word of God is faith food. Right now, us just hearing the word of God will strengthen your faith. That's how faith comes. But when we feel weak in faith, when we feel discouraged, you know what the problem is? We need to hear the word. We need to encourage ourselves in the word. Do you know, you don't even have to pull out the Bible. If you know what the word says, you start speaking it out of your mouth. You're hearing it. That will encourage you. Start speaking what the word says. I am healed. The word of God says I'm healed. I believed, I received, so I have it. I believe it's coming. I in the spiritual realm. It may not show up in the natural, but as far as God's word's concerned, I have it. We need to meditate on the word. That is feeding your spirit. When we're weak spiritually, when we are discouraged, it's because we have not been looking at the word. We've not been meditating on the word. We're not putting it in. That means we start to slide. We start to get weak. We're weak because we haven't eaten. If we're going to walk in faith and walk and believe with our heart, then you have to be basing it on something. There has to be some substance there. And I'll tell you what happens a lot of time. You may have heard. I may have heard the word. But if it's not alive and strong in my spirit because I am believing with my heart, when I pray, I am believing with my heart. So if I have heard a word, I've heard the word of God on something, but I haven't heard it recently, and I go to try to pray, and I'm praying out of my head then because it's not alive and strong and I haven't fed on this recently. I'm not full of faith in my heart, but I remember what the scriptures say. I remember that I heard a sermon on that. I remember that the Bible says by his stripes I was healed and am healed. I remember that. So if I try to go through the motions and believe, but my heart isn't full, if I'm not nourished, you know where I'm praying from? My head. Or out of the flesh. And you know what that does? Nothing. There is, a lack of a better term, a punch that comes when you are built up in your heart. You're going to believe with your heart. This is why people will say, well, I tried that, I did that, I believed, I prayed, but it's not praying. It's believing with our heart that's going to get the job done because it's a spiritual thing. And if I'm weak spiritually, If I have not fed on the word, if I am going off what I remember, I am not going to get results because I am not believing with my heart at that point. I'm trying to pull on my head. It'd be like this. Has anybody ever bench pressed or done any kind of weightlifting? If you used to be able to lift 200 pounds or 250 or 300 benching, and it's been a while, it's been 10, 15 years, but you remember the motions and you remember the way it used to feel, and you sit down on that bench and have a spotter, and you know, you load that thing up and you put it off and he lets go, just because you remember how it worked, tell me what's going to happen. You could get hurt bad. Bam. Well, but I've done this before. I remember how to do it. Yeah, but if you haven't been building your muscle, if you have not done it recently, it doesn't matter. It's not going to work because you remember how it, because you watched a video on weightlifting or you heard about it or you could do it, you know, when you were 22. You know, now you're older. Would that, do you realize that's what we do? See, it's real obvious. If you were to, you know, somebody's about to try to lift weight and you're looking at the guy and then you, or gal, and you look at the weight and you're saying, well, it doesn't look like they can do that. Well, yeah, but, and they tell you, yeah, but, you know, I did it 15 years ago. Watch this. You're cringing at this point. You're saying, don't know that this is going to work, right? In the natural, it's really obvious. In spiritually, people do this all the time. Now, I'm not saying you have to work real hard at it. I'm saying if you're weak, the same thing. Let's say you haven't eaten hardly anything for 2 days. And you're feeling weak. And then you go try to do something that it takes a lot of energy. You're going to say, you know, I'm going to go outside and work in the yard all day. Well, that's just not wise. You're not prepared. You don't have any fuel. See, we understand that in the natural, but with the spiritual, people try to pray because they got results sometime or they heard about somebody getting results, but they're not built up in their spirit and they're trying to mentally agree with something and they're trying to believe out of their head, but that's not believing with your heart and it doesn't work. And a lot of times, if you're already there, you're going to look at the natural anyway. So people pray, and then they don't see it, and then they automatically give up. Whereas when you're built up spiritually, you just plow right through. Because when you are believing with your heart is not moved by what it sees and feels, so it can go right in the face of something and say, so, watch. And plow right through it. But when you're not built up, when you're weak, it'll be like this. You try to plow and it'd be just like, you don't have any oomph, no strength. You're not going to just go through it. You're not going to keep plowing. You're going to be defeated by what we see. The word of God is to the spirit man what natural food is to the natural man. Our spirits become filled with assurance and confidence as we meditate on the word. That's called faith. Your spirit is getting confident, and there's a rest that goes with it. Praise God. The word of God is the food that makes our spirit strong and gives us quiet assurance and confidence to just go through. To believe with the heart means to believe apart from what your physical body may tell you and what your physical senses may tell you. The body, the physical, the outward man believes in what he sees with the physical eyes or what he hears with his physical ears or what his physical feelings are telling him. But the man on the inside, the spirit or the heart of man, the inward man, believes in the word regardless of seeing, hearing, or feeling. His believing does not depend on sense knowledge, but on the word of God. Did you hear that statement? It's on the word. And faith food is the Word of God. So if there's no faith food and your spirit is supposed to hold on to the Word in spite of this stuff, there's no strength to do that if we're not built up. There's no strength to stay focused. There's no strength. There's no oomph. There's no strength. Listen to this. Some people are prayed for again and again about the same situation or circumstance. We're not talking about, you know, you come back a second time and do a healing line, but we're talking about again and again and again for the same thing. But if we're people that are prayed for again and again and do not get their healing, do not have faith in the Word. If they don't see they are healed or have some physical evidence, they won't believe they're healed. And that's not what the Bible teaches. There's nothing wrong with going into a healing line. But the healing line, if you're going up to get prayed for, you're doing it because you want a point of contact. You're doing it because there's an anointing there. You're doing it as a place to believe that you've received. You don't go to say, all right, I'm going to get something. And then as soon as you're prayed for, check and see if you got something. People go away from healing lines all the time going, let me see, maybe I'll get it this time. And already they've lost. Before they ever go up. Now, if this is describing you, this is not to condemn anybody. It's to help us. We are going to a healing line, or it's the same as when we are believing on ourselves on our own. We are getting a point of contact to say, I believe, that's it. And we walk away, okay, I'm healed, regardless if I feel better or not. That's what it means to believe with the heart. But I'll tell you what, the more you're trying to believe, we have a tendency to tense up. And even if you were in a healing line, the anointing just bounces right back out. We're trying so hard, we're trying to believe, and when you're trying to believe, you're in your head instead of just receiving. Instead of just saying, all right, it's mine, I have it, I'm going forth, I'm well and strong and healthy, this natural will change. If we will believe the Word of God first, the physical evidence will take care of itself. We won't have to worry about the physical evidence or manifestation. Faith must be based on what the Word says. To believe with all our heart is to believe with the Spirit. It's to believe independently of our bodies. Go ahead and turn over to Proverbs 3, verse 5. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Why don't you go ahead and, while you're turning, Proverbs 3, 5, and then find 2 Corinthians 10 as well. Won't have to stop then. 2 Corinthians 10. Verse 3 and Proverbs 3, verse 5. We're going to go to Proverbs first. Proverbs 3, 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding or your own mind, your own reasoning. The Bible's saying don't be wise in natural human knowledge that would lead you to reject or act independently of the Word of God. We have to trust in God with our heart and not lean onto our own understanding, not look to our natural human wisdom, our natural understanding. Look at 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war," or we don't war according to the flesh. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or natural, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Throwing it down. If something exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Now, what does that mean? If we believe what the Word of God says, and we believe we've received our healing, for instance, and something tells us, comes up and says, "Yeah, but there's this symptom. Yes, but the doctor said this. And this is what, this is going to be the outcome." If it contradicts what the Word says, then we need to reject it. We need to cast it down. We need to take that thought and slam it to the ground and say, "No, God's word is true." Because you can start out believing in your heart, but if your head gets in the way, because thoughts will come to your head, but that won't stop you. It won't stop you unless you let it. Just because you have something hitting your head doesn't mean that your heart has stopped grabbing a hold of what God said. Unless you let your head get in the way and start dropping faith and start saying, "Well, I guess it's not working." That's when we slip out. But you can have thoughts coming to you like a machine gun, but we just have to slam them down just as fast. No, no, no. What if you have to do it 10 times in a row? Then you do it 10 times in a row. Well, they just keep coming. If we'll just keep putting them down and still say what the Word of God says, that's how we win. And they will become less. But yes, thoughts can come so fast contradicting what the Word says, and we can't listen to them. Just because they come, we have to shoot them down. We have to do exactly what this Word says here. It says, notice this, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal," they're not natural, "but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments." Do you realize that the enemy will argue with you? Do you realize he'll argue over the word? He'll tell you you don't know, you don't understand, you think you're believing, but you're not. Why would he be doing that unless you are going somewhere? If you're so messed up, if you're not going the right direction, why not just let you be? If you're already got yourself in a mess, why does he need to try to stop you? Well, it's not working. Ask yourself the question, who said it's not working? Who said? What said? Why would you think that? If we're believing with our heart, then our heart believes the word, and the word hasn't changed. So what this thought is trying to hit me, if I start entertaining it and throwing around, yeah, why isn't it working? That's how we lose. If we'll just slam it to the ground and say, "No, the word still says this. No, the word still says this. No, the word still says this." That's how you win. The weapons are not natural. "Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Praise God. I'm going to read this account from Brother Hagin that he gives when after he had gotten up after off of his bed, but it illustrates what we're talking about, and we'll close with this. He says, "I remember when I came off the bed of sickness and I went back to school, I was just as tall as he was when this was put out." He said, "And I only weighed 89 pounds. They called me a walking skeleton." So he got off the bed and was healed. But a lot of people think that was it. And that wasn't it. He had to walk in faith. It says, one day the principal of my school called me into his office and said, Do you think you should be coming to school? All the women teachers are just scared to death that you're going to fall down dead in the classroom. They have called your doctor and he has told them, yes, that's just what he'll do. And that is just frightening them to death. In fact, I called the doctor myself and the doctor said, you didn't have any business walking 2 miles to steps to, or 2 miles to school and climbing steps. He said you were just up by willpower and that he would give you 90 days at the most to live. Do you suppose you ought to be coming to school? Now, notice what's happening. The word says he's healed. He's already gotten up off the bed. He was paralyzed. But notice these things are reasonings and things coming against. Now, they may be coming through other people at this point, but it's the same thing. He said, I said, Mr. Smart, I'm not up by willpower. I'm up and going by faith. And I told him what the Lord Jesus Christ said when he was on earth, as recorded in Mark 11:24. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. I didn't argue with him about divine healing. I just talked about prayer and faith. I continued, Mr. Smart, I believe that I have received healing for my heart and my body, and I'm not walking by willpower. I'm walking by faith. Now notice, there's contradictory circumstances here. He says, and do you know that man began to weep and said, son, if that is what you're doing, I wouldn't stand in your way a minute. I don't understand it myself, but if you want to come to school, then you just come on. I'll just talk to these teachers and they'll have to do the best they can. I said, I believe I have received my healing. I believe that I have what I prayed for. Now notice, he doesn't have it completely. Now, this is just an illustration of what we've already talked about. He said, well, son, I wouldn't put one stone in your way. I phoned your mother and asked her if she should take you out, and she told me the same thing. She said, no, Mr. Smarty is not up by willpower. He's walking by faith, and his faith will hold out. I said, it will, sir. He didn't realize it, but immediately he played right into the hands of the enemy himself. He did put some stones in my way. He said, I'm going to talk to all the teachers, and anytime you want to, you can go out of the class to get a breath of fresh air or a drink of water, or you can just get up and go home if you want to. I give you permission ahead of time. Just don't ask anyone anything. Just do what you feel like doing. Oh, he made it so easy to fail. Because see, that all sounds good. Well, you know, I mean, you're weak. Do what you need to do. Now, I'm not saying there's not certain times that we need to do what God has told us to do, but in this case, that's not what was going on. It was contradicting what Brother Hagin believed he was supposed to be doing. He said, but you know, if I had missed one class, if I had failed to climb those steps to the school just one time, now this is where he was and what God was telling him. Don't make a lot of this and go and say, I just be legalistic and I just can't miss it once. If you do get off, you know how you get back on? You just repent and get right back on. If you drop and you start complaining about something and you say, oh, I just don't know, it's not all lost. You just repent about that like you would anything else. Say, Lord, forgive me, that was unbelief, and go right back. Okay, so don't make this legalistic. This is where God was dealing with him. He said, if I had failed to climb those steps to the schoolhouse just one time, I would have been admitting failure and been acting in doubt, and my faith wouldn't have held out. So I didn't miss one class, and I tell you, as weak as I was by the time those afternoon classes came around, it would have been easy to miss classes, but I never missed one. I had my worst struggles and my hardest battles in the nighttime. Whether you realize it or not, the devil is a good mathematician. After I would go to bed at night, the devil would say, you've got just so many days left, boy. Remember what the doctor said, only 90 days. Every night the devil would tell me how many more days I had left, and I would struggle sometimes in the nighttime for hours, casting down imaginations, and that is not always easy. I remember one time I don't think I slept over an hour all night long for fighting the good fight of faith. But thank God it can be done by casting down reasonings and every high thing that exalts itself against the Word of God and by bringing into captivity every thought into captivity to the obedience of the word, for Christ is the word. So in the nighttime, I would begin to think in line with what God's word says. I would say, now, Mr. Devil, I appreciate my doctor. I appreciate him highly. I appreciate him more than any of the other five doctors. He came to my house one day and sat down by my bedside and told me the truth. He said there wasn't anything he or any other doctor could do unless a higher power intervened. Actually, it isn't a matter of a higher power intervening. It's a matter of a person believing God. My doctor had told me to go down the middle of the road and to stay ready to go. I appreciated him for being frank with me and telling me the truth. So I said to the devil, I appreciate my doctor and what he's done for me. He never charged us a penny. And he would come whenever my family would call him. But I'm walking in the light of the word. And the word says, God has heard me. And the word says, I'm healed. And the word says, I have my healing. And I believe the word. Praise God. If we want to walk by faith, we'll wrap this up. The word must be superior to everything else and anything else. The word must be superior to any knowledge, whether that knowledge is ours or someone else's knowledge. We're talking about what it means to believe with the heart. When we trust God with all of our hearts, there comes a quietness and a peace into our spirits. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:3, we that have believed do enter into rest. See, your head may have thoughts, but your heart is resting. Why? Because it believes the word. The word doesn't change. There's a peace. There's a calm. Anything that wants to get us out of that is not faith. Trying to get us ruffled. You can read it. We who have believed do enter that rest. So he has said, so I swore my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. We who have believed do enter rest. Praise God. Believing with our heart, not with our head. It's what gets results. Amen. Hallelujah.